Oh, Kat, have you watched The Matrix yet?
No. Okay, that disappointment hurt like it was from my own father.
How are we going to release any of these episodes without you watching it? People will think we're frauds.
Aren't we?
While moving into their new house, Deuce and Kat find a DVD copy of 1999's The Matrix. Intrigued, they manage to procure an ancient device capable of playing such an old medium. Strangely enough, it still works, and hooking it up to their TRID system wasn't too difficult. Sure, it took breaking and entering into a museum to find a DVD player, and a few shadow runs to find the necessary cables to make the signal something they could use. But what's the point of being an elite team of criminals if you can't procure some difficult-to-find stuff from places that have armed guards and security systems? The movie just ended with Rage Against the Machine still blaring as they start talking about what they just watched.
That is the weirdest take on Black Ice I have ever seen.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I thought they were cool.
You liked it?
I don't know. I guess I did.
I mean, it was entertaining. I've been taking the premise as it tried to present itself. I mean, yeah, it works. It's an entertaining bit of media. Really, really weird to think about all the... How old is this?
Yes.
Decades? I mean, come on. It's a flat turret. It's decades. I'm surprised you guys even found it. I'm surprised anything from, two crashes ago even existed.
I'm honestly really surprised that this whole setup didn't catch fire during that whole... It's like...
What do you mean? What?
I swear I could hear the thing running the entire time, and it's like, you're not supposed to be able to hear things like that, right? It sounded like a grinder.
What are you talking about, Cassandra? We're talking about what we saw, and you're talking about the machinery making noise. Did it detract from the movie for you?
I mean, no, not really. I kind of ignored it after a while. I mean, especially after the whole running on walls and casually firing weapons in both hands.
Wait, that stuff bothered
that's
you?
That's what got you?
Yeah, wait, yeah.
Glorified add-ups! What are you talking about?
I could do both of those things.
I mean...
See?
I could probably figure out how to... I mean, not the firing a weapon in each hand thing, that's a bit much. I could probably figure out how to do most of the rest of that, though.
Hold on. Cass, you use guns just like I do, right? And the thing that bothered you was the running on walls and shooting two hands, but not the fact that they clearly called magazines clips. Ugh.
You kind of get used to that with
Oh my God. Are you guys not... What, did you guys not understand a thing we just saw?
I mean...
I don't know. I kind of had to stare at this flat screen the whole time.
I don't know. Maybe it's from my Catholic upbringing, but basically, it was the temptation of Jesus, right? Right? Morpheus was Satan. That Neo guy is Jesus.
What?
Morpheus is the bad guy, right?
Did we watch
Agent
the
Smith
same
is
movie?
The good guy. Yes, we watched the same. What are you talking about?
I don't think we watched the same movie, Micah.
I did kind of like Agent Smith, not going to lie.
If you're going to go that angle, who was Smith supposed to represent? Like, he wasn't the... He seemed to be getting ready to do something that was like betraying the other agents, but... We never really got there, so what, would that make him,
He wanted to ascend. It's probably an angel jealous. You know how they get. Probably wanted to ascend. He was probably trying to eye off Satan. I'm gonna go right on up. Makes sense. He's a go-getter.
Okay, yeah, I can follow that, but that doesn't fit with your Bible analogy, unless you're saying they're doing multiple different...
I'm just saying that Morpheus guy was clearly the bad guy in the show, right?
I mean...
No.
I mean, they
interpret it that way.
I mean, the faction is casually engaging in... Well, I mean, they've got an excuse, but they are casually engaging in terrorism.
Ah, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
I mean, I'm not the only person who looks at the security in that building at the end and kind of could very easily see, you know, a few of the people who we shared coffee with back in Evo being in that lobby. And then HRT shows up with, the heavy body armor and rifles and They don't normally get chewed up like this. Okay, so HRT would be more like the agents, I guess. I'm looking too far into it.
Wow.
You guys hear a knocking from the window?
Catherine goes over and opens the window.
Can I come in now?
No. What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty weird. I didn't know why is the bad guys won at the end. It's kind of confusing. Unless that guy impregnated the other one and...
I'm sorry?
I was about to say he seemed to have the same conclusion as you, Micah, and then that got...
Is that what it's like, being a technomancer? Do you see everything in code?
I do not understand. Oh, techno...
Yeah, you do.
That's ridiculous. I have implants...
Do you have that mad scanner yet?
Yeah, it's around here somewhere.
All right. Hold still. I'm gonna go find that.
Check in the other room, in the top drawer of, you know, where we're keeping all that other stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's where it is.
All right.
Doesn't that sound mysterious?
The guns, Micah. Oh, the guns.
All right. I never know those. Hey, you know, you're a guy. She's
whoa,
a cat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
What?
Things happen.
You're keeping sensitive piece of scanning hardware and software on top of the items that it's meant to detect through several layers of clothes and concealing puck. Are you sure you didn't just fry that thing?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Fine. Don't worry too much.
Catherine comes back with the med scanner.
So is that seriously what comlinks used to look like? I mean, you looks like you could beat somebody to death with those things.
There's no way anyone ever carries that around. It is completely ludicrous.
I don't think they did. I think they were stuck in place, and you had to share them?
Yeah, remember? They had to keep running to those comlinks. The comlinks, they weren't...
They were in, like, a booth or something, right? That was weird.
No, I mean, like, whenever they had the things that they snapped open next to their ears, like the portable...
Yeah, those were comlinks. The portable ones. Yeah, they're, I guess. I mean, it was...
I mean, just...
There was those, and there was the ones that... Like, he couldn't move at all. I mean, what's the purpose?
Well, that one moved at the very beginning.
Also, good lord, how old is the Uzi 4? Those things looked exactly like him.
What?
Like, when they're doing the whole shootout scene, they've got guns that I could go down to a stuffer shack and pick up magazines for. Now. This movie's how old?
Decades.
Yes, I believe, like, 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic function of a firearm hasn't changed, though, Cass, so...
I mean, outside the fact that we're not slipping on all the brass, but now we're... Well, in the case of some idiots, we're slipping on sabo pedals, but eh.
You get hung up on the weirdest things, Cass. You get hung up on the weirdest things.
I see the hardware from my place of work.
That's your big issue. These are your big issues. Not the fact that if he didn't know... He was in the Matrix, right?
Okay.
Yet he looks the same as he does when he's out of the Matrix.
Well, I believe they pointed out that there was some form of body affects the mind and mind affects the body sort of thing.
Yeah, but if I don't know, like, so let's say outside of the Matrix, let's just say I'm a horse. Inside of the Matrix, it would be weird if I still saw myself as a horse if I never knew I was a horse because I've been in the Matrix my entire life from the time of being a baby, right? That's what they said. So how did he know what he looked like?
Unless there's programming that does that for you.
Whoa.
I guess.
You know, that seems like it would have been a much smarter idea. Why didn't they just put a bunch of horses in the machines that thought they were people? Then in the unlikely event that they break out, horses aren't known for their usages of EMPs and firearms.
How do we know that they didn't? How do we know not every living being thing is in a pod?
Also, were all the... I'm looking too far into the logic, I guess. Once again, need to not overthink the movie. Except when we're supposed to overthink it because of weird religious iconography whatevers.
They splattered it all over the thing! Not my fault they made him a Christ figure.
Yeah, that is kind of blatant. The more you think about it.
I wasn't even born when this thing was out.
There were only ever humans. That seemed kind of, like, uncool, I guess. If there wasn't even one elf in the whole show.
That whole concept was done way before the Awakening, though, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't have those back then.
Yeah, it's that old.
This is... But I heard of this thing called Lord of the Rings, and it was very popular, and it had elves in it.
I mean, it...
It sounds made up.
Yeah. What are the odds that somebody would predict? It's like, oh, hey, humans are going to suddenly get longer ears and the ability to poop fireballs.
I don't know. It had dwarves in it, apparently, too.
That is a very unfair interpretation of elves. I've known some elves that don't, like, have kind of short ears, even if they are pointed. And I've never seen an elf poop a fireballs. I think that's mean.
I'm talking with stereotypes here. It's like, when one goes with the, oh, hey, they're going to be awakened, it's probably some sort of elf. Or, you know, how many trids have had the troll shaman?
I know of 8.
Yeah, but all those trids were post-awakening, so.
Yeah.
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 I'm pointing out that it's like, those are functioning off of stereotypes that, you know, we have some form of basis for.
It's right.
Like, oh.
There's no way they predicted even a single metahuman race. So whatever this Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Lord of the Rings thing you're talking about. There's no way that was pre-awakening. That must have been something that, if it even exists, somebody spoofed a timestamp after they uploaded it or something.
I don't know. Maybe they were visionaries. You never know. They could see the future coming.
Well, they should have saw the crash coming then.
Yeah.
Crashes.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Foresight is 80-20.
Huh?
Maybe. I don't what? Think.
That's no.
That's the same?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Foresight is 105-20.
There you go.
There we go.
You nailed it.
What is he talking?
You've never
just go with it. It makes
okay.
Shush! Would you just keep it going and come on, help me out here.
JB, were you able to read the subtitles from all the way out there? Were they big enough for you?
Oh, don't worry. I had Mr. Pebbles watching for me, and I point to a drone sitting in the corner.
When did you get that in here?
About the time I showed up.
I am suddenly very uncomfortable.
You are absolutely terrible with security.
You know, and I thought carrots were supposed to help with eyesight.
Okay, first of all...
Yes, the kitty cat eats carrots.
No.
What?
Oh my god.
Racist. Second of all...
How is it racist against the carrot?
JB, have you ever seen a cat?
I've seen you.
No, like, the littler ones.
Yes.
That explains a lot, now that I think about it.
Anyway, as I was saying, second of all, I haven't even had time to even get my refrigerator delivered. I've barely moved into my new place.
What have you been doing these last couple weeks, Cass?
Really?
Speaking of which, Cass, do you have an extra room?
No.
Why would you laugh about that? That seems terrible. You only have one room?
Why would I laugh? You know, why don't you ask Micah if she has some extra space? I mean, I'm sure that she's been, you know, a little more on the ball with furnishing and getting a proper apartment set up.
Mika is just too attracted to me. It just would not, it'd be awkward.
You heard him, Cass.
She's always coming on to me.
Cass looks
friends.
On with some degree of horror.
Looks like his only option is to bunk with you. I wouldn't want to make him feel awkward or uncomfortable if he stayed in my place.
I mean, at least between me and you, there is zero sexual tension. As our one chance, our one attempt at it.
Never speak of that of travesty again.
Trust me, I do not. He was.
So it's all set. It sounds like.
Yeah, there we go. You have extra room. I can move in.
Perfect. The biggest, shittiest eating grin on Micah's face right now.
Now, we will need to get that fridge moved in as soon as possible. Can you carry it by yourself?
Micah, I hate to bother you, but could you not smoke inside?
Oh, fine, fine. I'll put it out. Jeez.
Thank you.
Micah, there's a spot on the back porch. That's where I go.
No.
What, you have a porch?
Yeah.
Why was I sitting out on the fire escape?
Well, we thought that was the best spot for you.
For you.
Yeah.
I would get the porch.
Ground floor fire escape. It's a Faraday cage.
But let me ask you guys a question, thinking about this movie.
This tragedy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I know.
Right? What would you do, given the same choice? What would you do?
Which choice?
Do you take the pill to get out, or do you take the pill to stay in? What do you do? What?
I would have banged Agent Smith, I'm just saying.
You would obey Agent Smith?
No, I would have banged him.
You would have
banged him. And him would have gone on a few dates.
I mean, he was a good looking. That suit was very nice, except the only thing I'm going to knock JB is the fact that every agent had the same suit, same cut, and I don't think he should have stood out a little bit more.
I like a man in uniform. Nice. I like a robot in uniform.
I think he was an agent?
You know, to be fair, he did wear the suit slightly better than the other agents, just he the did proportions.
And he was clearly the leader.
Mm, clearly.
Yeah, you know, a robot in charge.
I don't know. The others seemed really willing to do stuff without consulting him. And also questioned him.
Wait a minute. You guys question me all the time.
That's hilarious.
Also, nobody answered. What would you do? Stay in or do you get out? You said obey. What about, there's other people here, JB. I'm not just talking to you.
I said bang.
Bang. Whatever. Well, he might not obey him if you want to get that far.
That's true. Depends on how he lays it.
He seemed a little aggressive.
A little bit.
Cat, Deuce, is ignorance bliss?
Oh, no, I totally would have gotten out of the Matrix. Totally.
I don't know if I would have or not, honestly.
Well, in the face of going out into the miserable post-apocalypse of not even having proper soy cultivating machines, I think I might actually go with the blue pill.
Now, can I take the red pill and stay in the Matrix? Where, like, I'm aware it's the Matrix, but then I get to live with all the robots. It'd be cool.
No, you saw what happened to that guy that was trying to do that.
Yeah.
That's because the evil human stopped him, which was ridiculous.
He did kind of shoot and pull the plug on them first.
No. It made it sound like your brain couldn't handle it. If you were aware, you then could not live in the Matrix. If you were aware that it was all fake, your brain couldn't handle it. That's why I wanted his memory wiped. Remember?
Yeah, but I think it'd be pretty cool.
They also pointed it out in two ways. So it's like he wanted his memory wiped, and they also pointed out that they had like the perfect UTM. It starts with a U, a really nice place to live.
Utopia.
Yeah, that.
Utopia.
Yeah.
It's not just a sports car.
Yeah. They had the Utopia version, and the people went totally batshit and stuff in that. So they needed
because apparently, humans can't live in a world of perfection. It has to be suffering.
Well, yeah, because it was like they rejected that thought. It's like, this is too good to be true. It's like, you know, that
I call BS on that. I call BS on that. I don't.
I think if you pump enough endorphins into people, they will do anything you want.
See, I don't think they ever had any intention of getting him out of the Matrix. Like, they were just going to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean the other people that were out. I mean the agents or whoever they were. They were totally going to kill that guy anyway.
I mean, we don't really know that.
You don't?
That's an assumption.
Why would they throw out a perfectly good battery?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was going to be compliant. In fact, he'd probably be pretty nice to have around. He could go back sometime and be like, oh, I escaped. And he could be like a double agent and super cool. They could have made multiple movies, but they killed the main good guy.
This is a good learning lesson, I think, for everybody, or maybe for you, Kat. The Johnson will always double-cross you, given the opportunity. That's what the agents were going to do. They were going to use him, and then they were going to double-cross him.
Dos, how can you say that? We've done two jobs, and we weren't double-crossed a single time.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
It's going to happen.
You are. Apparently, the movie is right. Humans do define their life by suffering.
Yes, this is why machines are superior.
I'm not going to say I like the kind of work they've been giving us, but why would they screw over the people who do the things they themselves can't get done, and therefore are more capable than them?
Exactly. Money. Why would humans try to fight machine? Just accept your place as battery.
I mean, it seemed to go very badly for them.
Catherine has a stupid smile.
What, Cat?
It's nothing.
I think she's agreeing with me. She's like, hey, JP is completely right.
If she's agreeing with you, then I need to have her head examined.
What does that
mean? Again?
I am often very right. Back me up, Mika. Mika?
I think that she's been rendered speechless by sheer attraction.
Haha.
I can't really blame her.
You know, Cass, it's a really good thing you're letting him stay with you.
That's really, really nice of you.
You know, Cass. Mika, if you play your cards right, I could be staying with you.
Well, too bad I don't play cards.
Did you see the like archaic mad scanner that they had like at the end scene there where they?
Yeah, and then they had like 30 guns.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it didn't immediately call the entire building security and tell them it's like, hey, an entire armory just walked inside.
Well, the look on the guards' faces, I mean, they were even shocked. It's like they didn't even know what they were looking at. I mean, clearly they must have been on their first day on the job.
Come on, that's
and the last
not
day.
True. No.
They thought they were detecting
yeah,
like
right,
a
Kat.
Belt buckle or something. It's like, what did they say? It's like loose change.
We've all worked at Evo, guys. We've all worked at Evo. We've all walked in and we have seen those guards. They don't even give us two looks. They get complacent. They get fat and happy and complacent.
If the first level of security is what you're counting on to stop an army getting in, you did it wrong. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think they expected an army to walk in. Again, complete.
An army of two, but
Well, I mean, the army is really, I mean, I have to give the villains in this movie were perfect. They were very threatening. They killed a lot of people.
They wore black. They wore the sunglasses. You knew they were the black. Villains. That was good.
Exactly. They had like a whole philosophy. I don't know why they kept like following them around and showing their hopes and dreams and all this, but
I think forgive me, Kat, to humanize them, make you kind of sympathize with them.
I would, what?
Well, you were upset earlier that there were no cat people.
No, I've never even seen another cat person since the lab, but...
Yeah, she was getting on a bit about them all being, you know, perfectly normal, like, not a metahuman among the bunch.
Not a metahuman among the bunch.
I mean, it is the past. They were a little, you know, racist. Just gonna point that out.
And they exploited everything, right? I mean, the bad guys exploited everything. They were sitting there learning different fighting and just by plugging in and using the very thing they wanted to escape.
Exactly. They used the plug that the robots gave them generously.
Exactly. See?
I'm glad someone that, you know, agrees with me. I'm glad it's my future roommate.
I mean, I just feel bad for them with their archaic skill wires.
Yeah.
It looked painful.
Meh. You're never going to see anybody shoving any wire in my head.
I think that's against the point.
That's like that weird spike in the middle of it. It's like, I guess that was the contact point. It was like, how far into their head was that thing going?
Yes.
Ugh.
Wouldn't that, like, be an open wound that would get infected? And, I mean, it looked like the conditions on there, like, their ship or whatever that was with.
Well, I mean, like they purged a planet with nuclear fire or something. Maybe there just weren't any surviving diseases.
That is highly optimistic. As long as there's people, there'll be diseases.
Well, I mean, as the movie pointed out, people are the disease. I mean, that was the best part of the movie when Agent Smith.
I can't believe they thought that shutting off the sun, like blocking out the sun, would work. Like, that's pretty dumb.
I mean, it's a move of desperate cowards who are clinging at any hope of victory. You know, will you take everyone else up with you?
So they point out that the EMPs are the weapons they have against the machines, and they had enough nukes to cause a permanent nuclear winter. Do they know what nukes do?
They explode, right?
Like, they do know that nukes cause EMPs. So if those actually work against the machines, the first couple of nukes would have won the war.
Well, not necessarily. You can shield against the nukes. You know what I mean? You bury something deep enough underground, the EMP not going to get through.
Good point.
And the robots, they can dig pretty deep.
You gotta admit, though, those cutters that the robots at the end were using were pretty nice.
I mean, they were desperately slow. Just fire a rocket at them. Ends it. What is the point of cutting ship apart?
Well, hypothetically, they wanted to capture the one dude so he could get access codes, and so they needed to cut the ship apart and pull individual people out.
You know what they should have done? They should have sent probe with EMP to knock out other EMP. Huh?
Wow, I actually cannot contest that. That would have just...
It's because my logic is flawless.
Yeah, it's like, sure, whatever robot's using the EMP is going to... Okay, do you think they register it as death? Because they literally come off a manufacturing line. But they do appear to have personalities.
Yeah, truly spoken as someone that does not understand machines. Machines have full and happy lives. They are
so
wonderful.
I mean, do you think one of them would be willing to kill itself to knock out the ship?
Well, no. You can fire EMP that just does EMP, that does not have consciousness.
Wouldn't that destroy the machine firing it?
Well, yes, but it would just be EMP. It would not have, you know, artificial intelligence.
Deuce is just blankly staring at JB.
Catherine is as well.
And after a moment, he just kind of shakes his head and he walks over to the window where JB is and he closes it.
I mean, you just, you know.
And then he turns around and walks away.
I am Tempest Error, and I play Catherine.
Hey, I'm Thumper, played by Quar.
Hi, I'm Jupiter Sanders, and I am the voice of Micah.
I'm Jeff Allen, and I play Jean-Baptiste.
The character Deuce is voiced by Jake Ream.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
Discs are way better than balls. Well, it's not only that, but I kind of knew and I didn't want to spoil it kind of thing. Like,
I get a little talky when I'm drunk.
Yeah, you do.
It was a B joke.
Can you bring out your A jokes next time?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Damn it! I was trying to think of the follow up to that, and I was utterly failing.
Well, clearly you need a hive mind to get that joke.
Yeah. Literally.
I don't mean to drone on.
You motherfucker!
It stings, doesn't it?
God damn it!
Be more considerate.
I mean, now you're just being a pest.
Don't be so mad.
Oh, that was the queen of jokes.
It's all right, honey.
Ah, I thought it was done.
I mean, he'll be here all night.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only at the larval stages right now.
We can comb through this and get as many jokes as possible.
It's just a continual buzz in my ears.
Now, we will need to get that fridge moved in as soon as possible. Can you carry it by yourself?
Okay, that was not the accent. You did that on purpose.
What?
Okay, nobody else heard the carry it turn into carrot.
That was totally intentional. I'm calling it. I did it on purpose.
He's a genius.
Boom. I'm taking 12 steps ahead of everybody.
Boom.